Y'all crazy bitch.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce, Sunday edition. So it's Sunday for us, it's Monday for you. What's weird is this show is usually recorded on Friday, sometimes Thursday, sometimes Sunday. It's Sunday. I'm in the studio, I'm in the Every Joke Has a Little Truth studio by myself, but that doesn't mean we don't have a show for you. Now, here's the weird thing. We started off, I started with the intro or the opening music this week. And now I'm talking to you and I'm by myself. Let me tell you what happened. We got together Friday, as expected, as we 90% of the time do, and we recorded. We have an entire show worth of recording. But if you remember back, if you go into our archives and search, this is TGC SOD without Adderall, that was an episode that we did about a year ago where we were all over the board. We had an idea of what we were going to put out that week, but boy, there were lots of twists and turns. That's kind of like this week. So what we're going to do, I've recorded everything that we did on Friday, and I'm going to share it with you, but I'm going to explain it. I'm going to apologize in a lot of places. I'm going to laugh. I might cry. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, this was a weird one. So sit back, listen to what we've got here, and decide for yourself if we should do another one next week. Whew, I don't know where I stand. So this week we're going to start out with, how do we make the decision for the show that we're going to do? Most of the time we come into the week with an idea. Have a listen to how this week started.
That's awesome.
Are you ready to run off the scores? Have you practiced?
No.
You can't. No, I don't want to practice.
Off. It should basically be the same from last week. I guess.
Oh, final. The score.
Minor changes, right? Yeah.
There's a lot of changes. There was a lot of upsets.
Yeah, there were some wins in there. Cool. All right, so youth sports it is then? Is that what we're doing?
Sure.
So we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about it.
I would like everybody to be involved if we're all doing it.
So run down of what we're going to talk about.
Youth motherfucking sports. That's what I said.
What about them?
Bad parents at sports.
Bad parents. I have 15 sports parents. 15 sports parents you meet when your kids play sports.
I think we should all talk about...
That like, seems kinda, like a lot.
It's not.
Kind of go... Pick the best five.
Kind of go around and say, like, what we prefer from coaches.
I hate you so much.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make the show better.
Ooh.
Is irrelevant. Irrelevant.
I wish that I could tell you that I was jumping around through this podcast, but I'm not. What you just heard was, I'm usually ready for the podcast. This week I was not. Now, to everyone else's credit, I did nothing. I didn't say, hey, I need help. I was busy this week with work. So I didn't have a chance to use my usual creative self to come up with a good topic. So we talk about youth football or youth coaching because I thought, hey, let's talk about, you know, these parents that, you know, are awful parents for coaches. And let's talk about coaching youth sports because I've done that. Brandon and I coach some football teams together. And I just thought, hey, this will be a cool show. But with Jamie and Amanda, I wanted to make sure that they were involved. Now, here's the funny thing. The last clip you just heard butts right up with the clip I'm about to play. I'm going to warn you, before this one started, Jamie said, and you'll hear it, please don't make this the 30 seconds. It's got to be good.
Okay, I'm going to be mean for a little bit, so don't make this the 30 seconds.
Okay, this will not be the 30 seconds.
Here we go.
As he goes and press record.
No, I'm moving this.
So, you ever wonder, like, you see a lot of ugly people in this world, okay? Please don't like this, the 30 seconds. You see a lot of ugly people in this world. And I'm like, I think to myself, like, I wonder how many people look at me and think, man, she's ugly. You know? Or am I just, like, one of those people who think I'm decent looking, but I'm not really decent looking, and I'm the crazy looking one. You know what I mean?
So people think you're the ugly one?
Yeah. Like, how many people?
Like, as you're going through judging people at Walmart, yeah, you're like, fuck, there's probably someone behind me saying the same thing.
Yeah.
That's actually a good thought.
You did go to Walmart in your pajama pants.
So you could be, like a leading member of People of Walmart.
No, like, yeah, I could think I'm like above that, or not above that, but like,
you're really not.
Not as whacked out as that, but I wonder if somebody thinks I'm like
that. You're more like People of Meijer instead of People of Walmart. There's People of Walmart, and then we're in like the People of Meijer.
Right. We're at like that standard, but I wonder.
Or Sam's Club, maybe.
Or I wonder how many people like look at me as a person of Walmart.
Yeah, there are. Well, if you think about it, like super rich people, they look at us and really poor people the same. There's no difference. Mm-hmm. We're all peasants,
man.
So it's the same for like really
world.
Good. The same for like really good looking people.
I mean, I don't really give
like,
a shit.
There's We're a all there's just a ugly. There's a class of people who would seriously never go into a Walmart to go shopping for anything. Absolutely no reason. There's no reason. Where do you go get shit from if you don't go to Walmart? And is
irrelevant. Now, as I've explained, we haven't even started the show yet. We haven't even done the intro. We're 7 minutes into this show as it is. And I've played the intro, but I have snipped stuff out because it's just too much. It's too much to play. So now you know how Jamie sees herself in Walmart, and Amanda joins in. They're not Walmart people. We're Meijer people. People of Meijer. I don't know what I've gotten myself into. I probably will be in trouble for playing that clip, but it was worth it. Sometimes you don't want to know how the sausage is made, people. This next little clip, it's short. It's short. But listen as I start the show, and the next time you wonder why I get so frustrated, maybe this will explain. About everything.
We sat through that whole fucking...
We did. You have anything you'd like to say?
Then if you use that as a 30 seconds, I will castrate you.
Nope.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore.
Oh,
please do.
But I can.
It's time anyway. You're done.
You've been needing to call the doctor. We'll just save you the phone call.
Out to pasture.
Now you can't use those 30 seconds, bitch.
Why can't I use it?
Because Amanda said you need to go to the doctor.
He knows.
I can absolutely use it.
We've been talking about it.
Denny, please.
Go to the doctor.
Why did you blow it, you stupid idiot? Jesus Christ.
Usually you don't complain.
You could have just left it going. It's kind of funny.
No, not when she's talking. No, I can fix that part. It's still going to be beautiful. Here we go in 3, 2... Is irrelevant. So yeah, on this, as you can tell, we got started with the intro and it got blown. That's how it happens. I'm trying to produce the show. I'm trying to put out a professional, semi-professional product for you folks to listen to. We take this podcast very seriously. So I restarted. We did it again. Now, this is probably episode number 60-ish. Probably more, actually, that we've done. I always, just to let you inside baseball, I will call out because you folks are muted. You can't hear us. All you can hear is the intro. The only one I can't control is Brandon. And I could, via Zoom, I could shut him off, but he's smart. He knows how to get himself unmuted if he wants to screw me somehow. But since we've done this, I've always yelled 10 seconds. Our intro is 54 seconds long. When we get to 44 seconds, I unmute, And right before I unmute, I say 10 seconds, unmute, go. Well, this time, it's like they've never heard it. Hello, and for fuck's sake, we have to do it again. Yeah, how do you go? How do I give you the 10-second warning?
I didn't know you unmuted us.
I said it's the 10-second warning.
Yeah, that means 10 seconds.
I didn't realize that.
Did you know Brandon wasn't even at this fucking computer?
Yes,
he didn't know there was 10 seconds left.
Well, he's quiet.
He went to go get a snack.
I actually did not know that you muted us.
Yes.
When you said 10 seconds.
I watched him mute us. I didn't see him unmute us.
That's
muting
what I mean.
Muting you, and then she just fucking starts talking into the microphone.
Is the show actually going right now?
No,
or are we done?
It's not. Here we
I
go.
I just got up to get my beverage.
Again, mute your...
Is irrelevant.
I'll tell you, this next clip, well, we actually get through the intro. The entire thing plays. Now, sometimes I have to get my revenge. So I went ahead, I played the intro, we got through. Actually, Jamie says how much she wanted to step on it again, which is something I deal with all of the time. So it was time for me to have my fun for a few seconds. Hello and welcome to this week's effed up edition of Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce. I'll be your quarterback.
How bad I wanted to talk at the end of that.
I know.
I was talking.
I just want you to know that we had to redo the intro again, but I will say this. By the time I'm done with it, that will be the most epic 30 seconds before the show of all time. And I still will cut stuff out for you. I'm the quarterback. I'm Denny Browens. I'll be hosting this evening. To my left, I have my ex-wife, Jamie. Say hello, Jamie.
Hi. I bought new makeup this week.
You did? What did you get?
Foundation and blush.
Really?
Bronzer.
I like dick.
Man, okay. That should help.
What is wrong with you?
So
I thought you got one of those like $5 delivery things. Not $5.
I used to, but now I'm too poor.
Across from me, I have my next wife, Amanda. Say hello, Amanda.
Hello.
And have you bought anything fun or exciting that you'd like to talk about?
I bought new linen spray.
New? I like linen spray.
Ooh.
So that's good.
You redid the couch in the camper.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
We did redo the camper, but maybe we could talk about that after the introductions.
When did this French shit come? Because I don't think you did a damn thing.
What was that part?
French.
Oh, my God. I've never been more excited to introduce Brandon.
Is irrelevant.
So what I'd like to say here is this is where the wheels started coming off. But I think you and I both know that the wheels have been off this train since it started. That's why you're hearing just my voice in between these snips. So we actually move from the chaos that you've heard so far into a decent run of the show. We introduce Brandon, which is always nice. And if you don't get the reference, Brandon has two adopted children. They're biracial. He's white. And so we use the Different Strokes intro for Brandon. So if you're ever wondering what we're doing there, that's why. And we will continue to because it's funny. So we do the intro. We get going. Everything's great. Brandon grades himself on his performance last week. We get to hear that. We talk about possibly grading each other. Not a good idea. And then we talk about torturing the children. This is bad. And from the dungeon in the basement of his home, with a blanket used to deaden the sound, Brandon
yes.
Clark.
Hello, Denny. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Jamie. It's good to see you guys again.
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
Where's the blanket?
It's under the microphone.
It's wrapped around the microphone.
It's keeping it toasty warm.
It's chilly down here, so I was going to wrap up in it, but I'm sacrificing for the show.
Wow.
Well, it's a nice trade-off because it's super hot in here.
You know, speaking of sacrificing for the show, let's just get at it early. Podcastmagazine.com/hot50.
Do it.
Vote. We want number one this month.
Go vote for us.
I've been voting.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Good. We need everybody to vote.
Would you like applause?
We'd like our fans to vote, too.
Yeah, we need our fans.
Not just the announcers.
Not just us. We would like for everybody else to. Yes. So, and there is, we have submitted some snippets of our show
for them to feature. Are you going to play the ones that you've submitted?
No, they can just go listen to our show.
We want them to listen.
Yeah,
just go listen to the full thing.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to be honest, last week I listened. The show was great. I thought it was great. But as for me, I always try to bring my A game. Last week was a B, and that's being generous.
A B to yourself or a B to the show?
For me. Yeah, I only grade myself.
Why don't you grade all of us?
I was at a B minus.
Because then the band would break up.
No, I'm okay. I can take correct.
But hold on, Brandon.
Corrective criticism? On. Please tell me that's what you were going to say.
I thought she was going to say corrective coaching. Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Well, pray tell, let's just sit here while you figure it out.
I was just going to say, I can take criticism.
Nope, you said corrective. Definitely corrective first.
Don't be suspicious.
I'm not suspicious. You can't take criticism at all. I was married to you for 5 years.
I can now.
Never gave criticism.
There's medicine for that, turns out.
In fear for my life.
I'm on meds now. Catch me off my meds. How about that?
Jamie needs a t-shirt that says that.
She does. She actually does. Oh, goodness. So
that's what I told Audrey one time. I said, Audrey, you're going to catch me off my meds. How about that?
What did she say back? I'm putting this in the report.
She says it now. She says, catch me on my meds. How about it? And the kid.
My six-year-old daughter.
You know those little jars upstairs that have like the peppers and stuff in them? The decorative things?
Yes.
I may or may not have convinced Audrey tonight that those are previous children that we had that just weren't being very good.
Okay, so Nakia yelled it, and she goes, ooh, it's like that girl. Catch me off my meds. How about that? So now we just say it all the time. That's how that came up. That's freaking awesome, Amanda. And
so how you guys terrorize our most sensitive child.
She's like, how'd you do it? I said, it was super scary. You don't want to know. And she says, I'm brave. Tell me.
What you didn't see was Amanda wiggle her head and squint her eyes.
Like Audrey does. So Audrey is sitting on the floor, and she's like, Mommy, look at my homework. And I'm like, oh, good job, honey. I said, well, you need to put them away. Where do you put them? And she goes,
in the trash.
She said, looks at Amanda. She says, well, she puts them in the trash. And I said, oh, do you want me to take them home?
Mom of the year. Mom of the year. Little does she know,
I will throw them away also.
Do you throw them in the trash in front of her, or do you have the decency to wait until she's not looking?
So I gather both of their papers, Braxton and Audrey. They come home, they bring me their backpacks, I go through their stuff immediately, otherwise I'll forget to do it. And when they walk away, I put both of them in the trash. I tell Audrey that it's Braxton's, I tell Braxton that it's Audrey's.
Wow. You are a horrible parent.
And Audrey knows.
That is bad.
Horrible parent.
I wait.
They
she's
both
here.
Come home with like 25 pages every day.
Yeah, you can't keep everything. Like,
no.
When Abby was first starting and she was the first, we kept everything. And now I'm just like, we have just drawers full
of crap. I tried that for like two or 3 days and then I said, nope.
Nah, so when the boys, I have the oldest children of the podcast, Braden and Garrett, when they would come home, I would save things. I even had like files, Braden memories. There were like six things in there. And I tried to give them to him, and he was like, yeah, what do you want me to do with these?
Yeah.
My mom. Lug these around for the rest of my life.
My mom saved a book, and
is irrelevant.
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with telling your kids that, you know, hey, here's a jar that may or may not contain children before you that just, they weren't good enough, Audrey. Yeah, we're going to win some parenting awards here. If there's ever an award show that has anything to do with parenting, look for us at the tippy top of the list. So this next segment, it's short also, thank God. We actually discuss A, changing the name of the podcast, and B, just making a segment within the show. It's short and it's awful.
You know, so I kept a lot of Audrey's stuff from, you know, cancer time when she started getting all that stuff.
Cancer time.
Yeah.
Cancer time.
Is that something we should do like for
that
fun?
That should have been cancer the name time. Of this podcast.
Yeah.
Cancer time.
It's cancer time.
Stop. Cancer time.
So, and then my mom, when she moved, cancer time.
Cancer time.
That was terrible.
Okay.
That was awful.
Anyway, so when she...
You're not sound effecting very well.
Me, I know. I'm shiny. I can't think. I can't remember to do it.
What's going on?
No. So when my mom moved, and she gave me all my stuff, I was like, "Okay, great. What do you want me to do with it?" You know. And she's like, "Well, it's yours now." And I'm like, "Didn't you keep it for you to remember?" And she's like, "Yeah, but I'll never go through it, so it can be yours now." And then so I was like, "Oh shit! Why did I keep all this?"
You kept it? Oh, you kept it from your mother. No. Or no, you were talking, that reminded
Audrey's.
You, so you were like, she's not going to like it anyway.
Yeah, that's what
so I don't have
that's
anything
what I
to do.
Reasoned right. through. Yeah. I was like,
so
why?
Essentially, the last
then he's like, shut the fuck
45
up.
Seconds,
on.
Really, if you ever needed to fast forward through our podcast, that was it. Now, here's the bad news. You're already to this side of it, so it's too late. You can't
too
do
late.
It.
Too late.
It's
you've already listened.
Late.
You're screwed.
Your ears are already burning.
Try to catch it next time. Be quicker.
If you listen again, don't sit through that whole part.
Shut up.
Yeah. So. So there you go, Mark. If you've ever wanted to know what it was like to live with Jamie, that was just like a 2-minute section of a conversation. Distractions, loud noises, flashes of light. It's crazy. She's crazy. So this next clip, we actually try and get some traction again. We're headed. I want to remind you, I'm still doing these in order. I have not moved one bit and I've not fast forwarded past anything. So what you're getting are little snips of the show and I'll stop it. I'll tell you about it and then I'll keep it going. I know it seems like it's all over the board, but that's because it is. But the recording, it's in order. Now for this next part, well, Jamie shows just how good she can be at the sound machine. That's what they call the sound effects. We actually have breaking news in the middle that was broken. Not in a good way. A lot going on here. That was your attempt at any sound effect?
Yeah, you can't. It's not very loud.
So.
Oh, it says irrelevant fixed.
Why are you having to start and stop?
Because she's not following directions and clicking the box.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
It doesn't show up.
Oh, maybe because you're not using a mouse.
Oh, I thought that
this
was
is
me.
Brandon Clark from she's over here. God damn it. Trying to announce the goddamn breaking news. Fucking people talking. Got an interesting development. We go now to reporter Denny Bruins.
Thanks, Brandon. More. Thank you, Brandon. I'm down at the scene now. It's Jamie's week with the sound machine. Now, for the breaking news sound to be played for the mistake she was making, she was trying to stop it with hers.
I was like, oh, shit, I'm too soon.
She thought she was playing the noise, and she's like,
she
why isn't
she
it
was
stopping?
Playing the breaking news?
Yeah, she yes. thought she was trying to stop the breaking news with her computer because she thought she had played it. That's how bad it is. So, when the breaking news sounds
so tell me
good
I'm bad
tonight,
again.
You. I think I am clearly the champion of this.
You've also had a year's more of practice.
Let me run sound effects from here.
A year's. What was that word you said?
A year's worth of practice.
That's not what you said. I will let everyone else be the
judge of that.
Judge of what
you said.
Because I honestly
don't remember.
Yeah, you definitely didn't say that, but you know what time it is.
And is irrelevant.
Do you all remember the 12 burning questions? Yeah, I bet you wish you would have sent in now that I should win. That was bad. You want the good news or the bad news? All right, I'll give you the bad news. It gets worse. So Amanda anointed herself the sportscaster of the podcast for the Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce Family Fantasy Football League. Say that three times fast. She anointed herself the sportscaster for that to update us. So as usual, there was very little discussion that went into it, but Amanda did prep. She did prep for this. Stand by and tell me what you think. It's that time of year, and it's your time. Here you go. So the football announcing part for Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce and our Family Football Fantasy Football League update, Amanda stepped on her own intro. On her own intro.
I don't think anybody would have noticed. If you
Jamie
didn't
looked at me like she had played this one, too.
No, I put my
hands that.
Up.
It's so bad down here.
You ready?
Yes, the floor is yours.
Take it away.
Can you turn it off?
No,
turn it down.
It like sets my mood.
Oh, okay.
All right. So last week, just to recap, the matches that we had were Brandon versus Brandon's kids. So K-Town Hustle versus America United.
If I could find a way to do crickets with football, it would be done.
Absolutely not. You would have to find a new sports announcer.
Yeah, and she's good, so.
We had then
we've got a good bag.
Rowan's Babies versus Macaroni in a Pot, which is myself. We
what
had
was the score?
I'm not reading the scores. Hang on. Just settle down.
Twice?
Is this a question and answer segment, or am I just reading this
and
off?
Then the scores.
Hey, let her do her right, thing because she's really good at it. So
yeah, I didn't think anybody cared what the actual scores were.
She's really C+ right now.
C+.
So we had Pimpin' Ain't Breezy, Brayden versus I don't remember Garrett's name. Adrian Beat Your Son.
That's yes. Brayden's name, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Brayden versus Garrett. And then the final matchup of the week was Denny versus Jamie.
What are our team names?
Wow. Fuck Off and
no.
Baby Got Dak.
Oh. Mine is Thug Off.
I said Fug Off.
Actually, I think you said Fuck Off.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You don't like how I'm doing it.
No, I do.
Nope.
You're doing excellent.
Yeah, you're doing great. You've moved up to a D.
Hang on.
Why are you giving me this?
All right, to recap, last week...
Should I cut this part out?
Yes. Shut the fuck up.
Can I restart the music?
Do you have to restart it? It's already going. Just go back and add me in here.
Oh, shit.
But the music will be off.
All right. Just shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up and let Amanda talk.
Well, hold on. Because in 10 seconds, she'll be able to start over. And it'll be like it never happened.
Just keep going.
Here it is.
Is irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Usually we save first runs for... things that you don't hear. This whole podcast has been a first run. Yeah. So I'm sorry you had to hear all of that. So what I'm going to give you now is the real or the follow-up. So again, just a reminder, we went right from what you just heard to Amanda's sportscast, which starts now.
Are you going to reintroduce?
Nope.
Nope.
All right. So for last week.
Are you fucking with me?
And now for the fantasy football update with Amanda.
If you don't keep these bloopers,
I don't see these as bloopers. I think this is good podcasting.
I think he's going to put it all in the show.
Versus schedule rundown with Amanda. Now for scores, here's Amanda.
Listen! Shut up, everybody. God dang.
I just watched Amanda take a deep breath.
Because she's getting pissed. You both are going to piss her off.
This is going to go in the blooper room.
You know what's funny? If you wait another 20 seconds, it'll start over again.
I can't get you two to stop laughing long enough for me to do it.
You guys are being so fucking childish right now. All we're trying to do is do the fucking podcast. Neither one of you are taking it seriously.
All we're trying to do is do the podcast?
Yes. So shut up.
Brandon has clearly muted himself. All right. In 10 seconds, you can go again. Here we go. Third run.
Are you reintroducing or no?
No.
No.
Is irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Okay, so I may have lied. The next attempt was not the true attempt. Now, let me apologize, because we're 30 minutes in-ish, and you've heard the F word on this podcast more than any. And I want you all to take note on who's saying them, because it's not me. I do a couple. This is a real show. So now you've heard the first and the second run at the Family Fantasy Football League update. So now Jamie has laid the law down. She's protecting Amanda. You guys are going to upset her. I do believe there were tears. Listen to the final run.
All right, so to catch up from last week, we had America United versus K-Town Hustle. America United pulled off the win. It's 124 versus 123.
What are you
doing? I was clapping for them.
Then we had Macaroni in a Pot versus the Browns Babies. Score there was 157 to 108. We had Pimpin' Ain't Breezy.
Who won?
Me. Macaroni in a Pot.
Why are there just quarter claps?
Because you play yours too long.
We had Pimpin' Ain't Breezy and Adrian Beecher's son. 156 to 152. Pimpin' Ain't Breezy pulled off the win there. And Title Town Fug Off.
Oh, good job.
Versus Baby Got Dak, 124 to 82. Sadly, Fug Off won.
That was a whipping.
Well done. Did I lose?
So the close call of the week was Braden versus Garrett, Pimpin' Ain't Breezy versus Adrian Beecher's son. It all came up to one player. They handed up.
I think
with
you mean down.
Down to one player. I said one up, didn't I?
Yes.
It all came up down to.
Oh, man.
Down to.
The edits. Mark the time.
One player. The highest score of the week goes to Amanda, or Macaroni in a Pot, at 157.34. The lowest score of the week goes to Baby Got Dak, Jamie, 82.64. So this
the player came down to,
this is the worst 4 minutes of our podcast of all time.
This week's matches are Merrick United versus Macaroni in a Pot. Currently, it looks like Macaroni in a Pot is going to pull out the win. The projection is 111 to 121. Based off of last week, I'm going to assume that Macaroni in a Pot's going to win since she had the highest score.
You mean I?
It's weird talking about myself. I had the highest score last week. America United didn't really have a whole lot going on.
That was an accidental boo.
It's a premature boo. Next matchup we have is Bruins Babies versus K-Town Hustle.
They are going down.
Does look like right now
destroy
K-Town Hustle
babies.
Is going to
They're defending champions
pull
of the
out
Super
the
Bowl.
Win. But I do think the defending champions will probably end up on top. Then we have Baby Got Dak versus Adrian Beecher's son.
That's Jamie versus Gibb.
Jamie versus Garrett. I don't think it's going to go very well for Jamie.
projected is the biggest gap overall. It's 125 to 132. Jamie didn't even break 90.
That's only 7 points.
Like 7 points.
Listen. Yeah, that's
the first one was 10.
Oh, it was 10.
This is the worst. Listen.
Have you ever seen that guy do the Ball State sports analysis?
So all of my players got hurt. I had to get rid of.
And Jamie right now just wants to tell a story about her players getting hurt.
No, hold on.
No, really. My players
sucked.
She's
like the commentary.
They did. I had to get rid of Le'Veon Bell. Is that how you say his name?
Le'Veon Bell, yes.
And, yeah, because he's out, isn't he?
Yeah, for the and season. Another wide receiver. Ooh. I had before Huggins.
That's tough.
I had to get rid of him because of his knee or
noggin.
I hate it when you have to get rid of the Huggins.
Noggins.
It's Huggins.
I thought it was Noggin.
It was Huggins the second.
Are you done with your sportscast?
Yeah, I give up.
Well, that's sports with Amanda.
Oh. I think you did very well.
Oh, thank you.
Is that why you played it that long? Mm-hmm. Are you crying?
Oh, man.
Why are your eyes wet?
You're a dick.
I'm not.
What have I done? I get...
Why don't I have Denny's a dick on here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need that.
Denny's a dick.
Why is Denny a dick not on here?
I'm guessing it's because I am the producer of the podcast.
Can you get Denny's a dick on here?
I don't know how he has that saved.
Denny's a dick.
Well, there you go. You can go and find it right now. There it is.
Denny's a dick.
Just made one.
We can't have that because you would just play it over and over and over.
Yeah, it would just be the whole show, really. Mm-hmm. Is irrelevant. Man, if the civil unrest within our country right now hasn't made you swear off football, as I know it has for a lot, listening to our podcast and that rundown of the football scores from our family, that would probably do it. Man, I'm tired from listening to it all. I was laughing, though. It's pretty funny. So now we get serious. Now we talk about the week that was with Whitney. We had Whitney on again last week. We love Whitney. Frost, at Dub Frost, on TikTok. So Whitney has agreed to become a regular contributor to the show, which we've been excited to, you know, kind of kick that off. So we go ahead and we talk about, you know, kind of the, we kind of try and get into the actual flow of the show now. Just, you know. 40 minutes in. So thank you to everyone last week for listening to our, where we revisited Whitney Frost at Dub Frost on TikTok. I've heard news that TikTok is not going to be available for download after this week.
Sunday, yep.
That's so dumb.
So, yeah.
At least as of the time of this recording,
something will come out. Something else will come out. Like, they had Vine before.
Yeah, well, but TikTok is huge.
Yeah, it's
I know
been
TikTok's
a big.
Huge, big. But they're going to have big. To find a way around it. Them?
I don't think they will.
You don't think these famous people aren't
going
to find
a way?
Are
they going to come out with Pock Pock?
Well, what the fuck?
How do you come up with that?
Pock Pock?
Pick Pock.
Pick Pock, yeah.
Pick Pock.
Tell me you guys don't like that idea.
No, you're stupid.
As
you're
a matter dumb. Of fact, I'm going to start a secondary short video service.
Why can't you just
come
up with the app?
TikTok 2?
TikTok 2.
I'm guessing they probably have copyrights or something, don't they? On the
Well, I would say, you remember
probably the same
here
company.
In the town that we lived in, it was Tico Taco. We could do Tico Taco 2.
But they had Vine. Vine was the same way.
I don't think it was, or it wouldn't be TikTok, it would be Vine.
No, it was slightly the same way.
Slightly the same.
Yes, but only
on... It's kind
of
an awkward way to describe it.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it like 4 to 6 minute videos, though?
No, they were like quicker than that.
Oh.
You could, they were like 4 to 5.
You could like stop and start them, and I know you can with these too, but I don't know. Vine was different. I don't know. It was weird.
But you just said Vine was the same.
No, it was different but the same.
This is awesome.
Different but the same.
Different but the same.
This is
the best podcast.
Me and Amanda are both going to quit.
This is the absolute worst podcast we've ever done.
Jamie and I are just going to go upstairs and
next
start
to the fantasy football.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but this one sadly will probably get
draft.
That's right. Our fantasy football seems
the world
to be,
we live in now.
What in the hell are you doing?
What was
she's just
that?
Clicking on shit over here.
Jamie's just over
that
there finding.
Supposed to say, please send help.
Started
That's
having like
the
a weird
name of the podcast.
That was another episode that we were a little squirrely on.
Yes, it I was.
Why do you have that stuff on here? I can't. I don't know.
We well, have to
know.
Name this one. Catch me off my meds. How about that?
Catch me off my meds. How about it?
That's a perfect name for this podcast.
I'm not playing that. He is.
How about that? Is irrelevant. Irrelevant. The same, but different. That could explain this show to a T. Also, Jamie, with the sound machine this week, started to play another episode that she thought was a sound effect. That's why you hear my voice in there twice. Okay, the good news is this next clip, we're actually going to move to the youth sports section of the podcast. Surely it has to get better from here, right? I mean, right? Surely. So this week,
oh, way off
to
my meds.
Fall in line
with our lovely sports cast
and sportscast and all of that, it's a big week, and we wanted to talk about something sports related. And what's more fun?
When you say we.
I mean you. So what's your idea this week?
It was not my idea.
Yes, it was. Actually, you wanted to talk about
we
it.
We interrupt this podcast because there's clearly other things going on.
Change that for this week. So nobody just grabbing it. Well, now you're not ready?
So I just read one of mine and it was something we discussed this weekend.
Oh, you didn't. I can ask you a question, and then Brandon asks you a question, Amanda asks you a question, and then we each ask one more question. We guess. And we can all guess the same thing, but it would only be a portion of it.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled show.
I brought Whitney.
That's not very nice. You should not say that.
I'm going to have to edit this now.
Yep. This is out now.
Well, I just meant like to. Never mind.
That is not nice.
Why would you have to edit it?
Not say that.
Because we did a wrecking ball with.
We're talking about. You said that's what I want to talk about. No. So.
Is irrelevant. Irrelevant.
So as you can see, we're not much better than where we started. It's craziness. We had to edit that particular snippet, which is 2.5 minutes long. We had to edit it twice, and that's just twice that you hear. I had to really work on that one right there. Probably some of it was my own fault. Now, this next one, well, this gets us into at least the beginning of the show. Now, Colleen Kepler, if you're listening, I did forget your name in a brief moment. And that leads to this discussion. I never said that. So,
we
as
interrupt this podcast because there's clearly other things going on.
You all said, give Jamie the sound effects. It'll be great, they said.
You know what's funny is that's the beginning of a much longer sound effect, and you just played it like that. I was waiting for something else to happen.
Yeah, it's all supposed to like get weird, loopy sound. And
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And you just hear us mumbling for
the
a few minutes.
The kids love when they hear themselves on the edits.
I love those edits.
We need to get them to record some more.
Yeah, we need new ones.
Ooh, can we make... Never mind.
This is such a bad podcast.
We should bring my kids in, too. We'll do like all kinds of different ones.
You know what's funny?
Oddly enough, we have to use it a lot.
We have spent... We
this
we have
podcast, spent 45 minutes of nonsense.
Complete nonsense.
Sometimes this is fun. Sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, people like it.
Yeah.
We're coming off of
I don't
some
know
good
that
shows
like this.
With Whitney and what was the girl's name?
Colleen.
Colleen.
I just about called her stripper.
Mark the time again.
She. Why can't I call her a stripper?
She is a stripper.
Why can't I call her Colleen?
Why would you? Never mind.
No, I'm curious. Not, what the hell do you
that's
mean?
That's not degrading. No, I just.
No, I know. I could
we
like,
didn't say we're trying to think of the interview. No. We did.
That's not very nice. You should not say that.
Whitney, and what was that girl's name?
Yeah, you said, what was that girl's name? And Amanda's like, well, I was going to call her stripper.
Not Whitney.
No.
But Whitney is part of the show now.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're excited about that.
Denny's made a new friend cool. this week.
Yes, she and I, we've became very close, and she is home. Her daughter was in the hospital for a little bit, Riley, so she has made it home, and that's actually...
yeah, we're really excited to hear everything.
Yeah, everything's good. She had pneumonia, and when in kids with what she has, that's a dangerous thing.
Bad stuff. So,
pneumonia's never good, but no. Whitney, we're with you, and... hopefully you're home now and everything's going well. So
and we
I'm
can't
sure
wait for your segment.
Yes, we are excited. So this week...
is irrelevant, irrelevant.
So the part you just listened to where we talked about Whitney Frost and her daughter Riley, you know, getting to go home from, you know, pneumonia and a few other complications from her stay in the hospital, I thought we were headed on the right track. Like, I thought... that okay, the show is finally grounded, so we can move forward. Before you listen any longer, I just want to say, I'm sorry. That's not the case. That's not the case. Now, this is the point where we do get into the bigger picture of the show. So this is where we actually get to the different kinds of parents at youth sports. We discuss them. You can find them at scarymommy.com. Just Google Scary Mommy Youth Sports Parents. It's actually informative and very close. This next segment is actually our longest segment and our last before the 1-3, which is nice. It's long. I had to edit it. I'm sure you're surprised. There are still some things in there. So if you don't want to hear the worst of us, don't listen. I'm just being honest. Don't listen. I want you to know at the very end of this, I did save you from having to hear quite possibly the worst part. You'll hear me cut it off at the end where Jamie says, man, it's hot in here. What is said next should never be heard by the public. So it's gone. Listen to this next part. This is like getting on the interstate and you're on a long run of road. You're going to be listening for 3 hours to this next part. It's 170 miles. Hope you enjoy it. 15 parents you'll meet when your kids play sports. So, Brandon, do your kids play sports?
Yes. My daughter, my youngest daughter plays basketball. Mason,
why would you say odd of that?
Because that's cute.
You don't Mason know. Maybe she's horrible.
Mason did soccer actually with her for a year, and now he's been doing martial arts. So
yeah,
and he's doing that as far as team sports go. Abby doesn't do a team sport, but she does color guard.
Do you remember
stuff? So
do you remember when you and I were coaching youth football? I won a championship, by the way. you and I. In our youth and unknowing, that was actually pretty funny. I have to give you props on this one. Brandon and I used to make fun of band.
Those were going to be your crickets from now on.
Used to.
No, we did. Seriously.
Yeah,
that was before.
You used to?
Yeah.
Not now?
So, I don't really make fun now.
Yeah, I mean, I did a little. I wasn't.
Here was my big line.
Oh, band nerds or anything like that.
Here was my line. When I was coaching football.
Throwing things at young children.
I would say I would get my group together. This is the difference between the 90s and early 2000s and today. I would line the kids up and band would be practicing. So would football. I would say, look, if you're not good enough here, you can go play there. You remember that?
Wow.
And I was very proud of that. But turns out, when I moved out to where I'm at now,
band here when, is I would so
get, when I would get up in the morning,
serious.
I could hear it from, and we are we 3 miles from the store or from the school, and I could hear them practicing at 6 a.m, and I hear them practicing at 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They don't stop. Western wins nothing but state championships.
Yeah, yeah, they're great, though.
But, I mean, everybody.
And I mean, Abby's, dude, Abby's got so many bruises and cuts and blisters from spinning the rifle.
That's what I'm saying.
And I mean, she does crazy stuff with that thing. I'm like, if that's not an athlete, I don't know what is. I mean, it's
it's intense.
Yeah, it's crazy how hard they work. So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because when I was younger, I never looked at it like that, and it was just something to make fun of. And now,
I mean, I used to go to, do you remember? You probably don't remember when I went to my cousin's
with Craig? Yeah.
Band competitions all the time and stuff. So, I went too. Even back then, I enjoyed it. I respected it. I was in school. I was school age at that point.
Yeah.
I never really made fun of it. I just kind of let you do it and laughed. That's kind of how it worked.
When Abby,
I'm more of an enabler.
When Abby listens to this podcast, she's not going to think less of you for making fun of band when you were younger.
I did. She, you know, she's heard me do it. I've just called her a band weenie and stuff before. So she knows that.
As long as you're keeping it real. So 15 parents you'll meet when your kids play sports. I encountered so many parents when I was coaching football. And I think ultimately, Brandon and I's first year in youth football, where we had third and fourth graders, it was absolutely one of the worst years of my life.
It was harsh.
It was so bad.
Not only did we lose, I don't know if we scored a touchdown.
No, we couldn't have because.
That'd be so disheartening.
I think we scored one.
If we did, it was because the other team just wanted us to have it.
It was a pity. Yes. Pity touchdown.
Accidentally happened.
Yeah, it was so bad. But we didn't have any idea what we were doing. We didn't have any idea. And by the time we were done at PAL football here in our town, we were like legends by that point. It was really cool what we were able to put together. excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat.
Then he's dying from allergies. Not the COVID, don't worry.
Yeah,
he's got the corona.
Here,
I'm
waiting for the
store
cough.
To be open.
Got the room
open.
Why don't you take a sip of tea?
You're ready for the store to be open.
Over.
It's not going to be over. So, but what I'm saying is we enjoyed, you know, we really pumped up the kids. We had the parents that were assholes. We had
taught
the parents that loved us.
Band people.
We did teach them to make fun of band people. We taught them to make fun of each other. Do you remember Cameron?
Yes.
Tell me the line you remember the most from Cameron.
I am angry with the defense.
I am angry with the defense.
Yes, I am angry with the defense.
And Brandon covered his face and laughed until he was crying.
Did he? They were on the line. Cameron was a interesting kid. I mean, he was fun, but he shouldn't have been out there playing football. And, Denny was trying to tell the offense that they needed to get mad, that they needed to
get pumped.
Mad at the line. Come on, you know, when
they're
you hit him, hit him like you're
you.
Mad at him.
I am mad at the defense.
Yeah, and Cameron stood up and said, yes, I am angry with the defense, or defensive line.
And he stood up and he like puffed his chest out, and all I could do was say, all right.
Do you remember when he got the onside kick?
The other
team had a kickoff, and we didn't know where to put him. We couldn't play him. Like,
we didn't want him to get hurt
in any positions because he would get destroyed. Yeah, he wouldn't pay attention. So we would put him on special teams and just kind of have him stand there. And by God, somebody kicked the ball right to him, hit him in the chest and fell on the ground. He picked it up, looked at it like it was a diamond that he'd never seen before.
We called that round.
Not very nice. You should not say that.
And then he turned. There's another edit.
Jesus Christ. Are you just throwing this whole thing away?
Jesus.
54-13.
You're going to be up all night.
You stupid idiot. Did that make you feel good? Was that worth it?
That won't even make the blooper.
You want to know what's funny? Is I thought about that one for a full 20 seconds before
I know. When you said it, I said he's had that one holstered. He's had it, and he just made the decision, pull the trigger anyways.
Like, you know what? I edit these sons of bitches. I'm doing it.
Like another four or five words along in my thing, and then it just. My brain went screech. Hold on.
This is so bad.
Oh, you were so focused on the story. No, everything stopped the minute he said it. I'm like, really?
Yep.
This is such a bad podcast.
It was going well.
No, keep going. It's not stopped. We're still doing it.
I remember. So anyway, yeah, those were interesting times.
So, yeah, that was pretty rough, and we really didn't know what we were doing then. Why are you looking at me like that?
She's trying not to play Jeopardy music again.
Oh. So the 15 parents you'll meet when your kids play sports. Number one, the referee. There's always, this is the sports parent that calls every pitch a strike when his or her kid is on the mound. In baseball, I've seen it. You've seen it. It's awful. It'll make, especially where we live, they take baseball very seriously. Mm-hmm. It's cool in the fact that they do a
Why does
parade?
It say she?
Huh?
She waves her arms and belt.
Everything about this essentially says it has to be a woman.
Yeah.
Well, it's
does
her
it rotate.
Is it's her mother. I mean, they're trying to be equal offenders, probably. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we have a parade.
Do you ever say anything in the crowd as you're watching a sport and like, shit, I hope I'm not talking about this?
Yes, I have. And you want to know what's funny? This is what's funny. You, because your voice carries. So anytime I would be at a sporting thing with you, I would be like, oh, please don't be the parent over there. Please don't be the parent. Please. Because she would say, he needs to just get out. How many more times are they going to let him pitch? How many more times?
I don't think it was about the pitch.
His mom's sitting right in front of her.
Yeah. There's always, number two is the expert. He knows everything there is to know about the sport. He schools other parents on the rules and waxes poetically about the old days when he used to play.
Oh, there you go.
And how
I don't
some
feel
of
like
the
that's the proper
changed.
Use of that phrase. Waxes poetically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I've
it is.
Heard that
I mean, it's proper. I just don't know that it's put in there correctly.
What, why wouldn't
weird.
It be? If it's proper, what
it's
is it
weird.
Correct?
Just sounds weird.
It's
just
weird.
Sounded weird to her.
Gentlemen.
I didn't do this one.
I had one of those guys when I was coaching Mason and Erica's, what was it, 4 and 5 year old soccer teams of all things. And he didn't want to coach, but he wanted to tell everybody that he used to play college
God.
Soccer.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, they're
them.
Four.
Yeah.
They're four. Like,
now, I will say my second oldest son, Garrett, retired from soccer.
What the first
at the ripe age.
He was a beast. I remember that.
Yeah, he retired from soccer at 7 years old. Because he had achieved everything he wanted to achieve. That's what he said after that season.
Are you serious?
He walked
off
the field.
How have I never heard this story?
He scored 33 goals. I have a signed soccer ball in the locker in there. And he walked off the field, and I said, buddy, did you have fun? He said, yeah. And I said, you want to do it again next year? He said, no, this is it. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I've achieved all I want to achieve.
That's such a Garrett thing to say.
That was soccer.
Oh my God.
He was done.
I love it. Time to move on to the next thing.
So when
was he really good?
Yeah. But I mean, he was out there playing with 4 year olds. So
oh,
he was also
at 7? Oh.
Well, I mean, he was 7, yeah, 6, 7 years
That was
old.
The secret.
Yeah. I was kidding. So yeah, there's always the expert. You know what? There's the wannabe coach. That's, I love those guys that sit on the sideline. And laments every decision the coach makes. I've done
we
that.
We had one.
You know
we
what
made
I
him the statistician.
You know what I hated? I hated watching the Western football and all those coaches being on the field. Like, why are there so freaking many of you out there?
Yeah, I used to hate that too. I even hated that when we coached because there would be three of us. You know, maybe four.
Too many Chiefs.
Yeah, and then you'd have this other team of 4th and 5th graders and they'd have like 9 coaches on the come on.
Yeah.
You don't need that many coaches.
Yeah, but you know what? We
and they're
them.
All screaming at the same time.
Yeah, especially that one from the north side of Kokomo. All they did was scream. Do you remember that when we were playing them in the championship?
Which one? The Bears?
I thought the Bears were
pretty classy.
No, they were not. They were not.
We got along with the Bears pretty well, I thought.
We got along
the
with
the Steelers,
everybody.
No. I remember the Steelers being terrible.
There's the complainer. You know what? This one they say is a she. She is the annoying mom who complains about when and where practices are. You know one thing? Let me say this about complaining. I hate when you go to pick up your kid from practice and it lasts 40 more minutes. Practice is supposed to be over, let it be over.
It's over at six.
My friend right now picks her daughter up from soccer. And they say, be there at 6. And every time she gets there at 6, they start doing their last runs.
Like their cool downs?
Yeah. Well, not even.
That's not very nice. You should not say that.
It's not that. Oh,
but let me check the time.
Oh, my bad.
Jesus Christ.
What else are they called?
I don't know. I did this one to myself again.
So anyway,
you can see the little.
Yes, of the laughter. There.
She says, why do I get there at 6? I said, well, just go late. So then today she's like, leaves the house at 6.
When you do that, they're ready.
When
you do that, they're done early.
She was on her way in. Her daughter called her and she's like, where are you?
Yeah, I also remember we would always have, as football coaches, we would always have that one or two parents that were never there. I had one kid on my team. I will not say his name. This was after you, Brandon, when I was out here at Western. I would just bring the kid home with me because nobody would show to pick him up.
That's devastating.
I would bring him home with me sometimes until late into the night. One time, I made a bed for the kid because no one would answer the phone. I wasn't just going to drop him off at home. Yeah, he ended up.
Wow.
I mean, he was going through some stuff. It turns out he's turned into a fine young man. But at that time,
we had a few kids back in the day that we would have to. I remember we would literally have to go and pick up or take home.
Do you remember the one where we went to the house and you said,
"That's not very nice. You should not say that."
Oh, I vaguely remember that, but I'm trying.
He's blocked that from his memory. He's now moved on a different path.
Brandon has become a better man because here's what he said. When we went to the house to pick up this kid for football practice, when I went up to the door, I knocked on the door and I was like, hey, he's ready? Yeah. And Brandon, when I got to the car, says, and I'll edit it out, don't worry, but he says,
not very nice. You should not say that.
What?
That's from a movie. It's from Boys in the Hood.
Let me work the time.
Oh my God. I'm going to be editing for 2 fucking days.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're recording on Friday because from now until Monday, I won't see you. You'll just be editing this.
Damn.
So I'm so nosy, I really want to know who you're talking about.
I don't remember their names.
That's not very nice. You should not say that.
I have a question, a legitimate question.
Edit that shit out, too.
Yes, I am.
Just all of this. Stop writing down times and just listen to the entire thing and edit all of that. But what is, so you guys weren't coaching like school sports, after school sports. You were coaching an outside league. What is the appropriate age that you can just take your kid there, drop them off, and come back later?
Well, to a lot of the parents we had, 5.
That's insane to me.
Yes, so
that's I wouldn't take Braxton somewhere, right? Braxton's 7. I would not take him somewhere right now, drop him off, and then just come back later.
Now, in fairness to the coach, I always told the parents, and I mean this.
In fairness to the coach?
Yes, and the parents, all of them. Mm. I would send out a letter that asks distance. Please, if you want to coach, tell me you're going to coach. Let's do it together. If you're not, I need you to be far away. Now, that doesn't mean you have to leave, but you can. But what I was afraid of is I would have parents overcoaching me if they didn't like what I was doing, well, then Jimmy's dad would run out. And you know, well, here, you need to do it this way.
You're not walking correctly. Here's how you do it. Stuff like that.
Yeah. No, that's shitty to do anyways, which I'm sure is on this list, but I can't imagine. I don't know that there's ever going to be an age that I'm okay with just saying, here's Braxton, have fun.
I don't know. I would say that our kids that were dropped off, they trusted me.
Yeah, I guess that would depend on
they would
how
leave
many
them.
Years have, you know.
If the kid was like 9 or 10, I'd probably take him to the first few, and then once I knew.
Once you knew the staff.
Good,
yeah.
Yeah, I'd
or,
see
you
an
know,
hour.
We've been with this coach from so on and so forth.
We had we turned ours into a program. It would be a sight to see the Jets and the Jaguars. We'd have 50 kids, Brandon and I and four other coaches sometimes, three. Sometimes it would literally just be us. And, you know, we would have
them. That was hard.
It was hard, but it was fun. Like, when we stopped doing it, that was a void in my life, and I mean it. That was a huge void.
That you filled with terrible podcasting.
Not terrible podcasting until this one.
That's what I mean.
Uh-oh. Yeah. This is a good one.
No, this is a horrible podcast. No,
it's
not. I want you
it's
to
pretty
know
good.
That.
What's our next bad
parent? The overextender. This mom hates herself. She'll bring your kid to and from the game. She'll pack his snack. She'll even stop at the store and pick him up a pair of shin guards if you forget his. She's like Superwoman. She organizes the team party, helps with scheduling spreadsheets. Ugh. She's Operation Cleanup.
So at first I felt attacked
by
this.
Everybody's got to have one of those.
I felt attacked when it said the overextender, this mom hates herself. I thought this is the mom who tries to do too much all at once and then forgets everything and doesn't fucking know what's going on. I was like, oh, it's me.
Uh-huh.
And then you kept going. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
No, that's not me.
You will start to do those things.
And then forget halfway.
Like you will get snacks ready.
And then leave them all over the counter.
Them, and then you'll go to pick them up and you'll look at me and you'll say, shit, I left all of those on the counter. And I will say, do we need to get them? And you'll say, no, because we were supposed to wrap them in ribbon.
That makes no sense. That doesn't sound like me.
There's the poser. Joey's game is a place for his dad to hang out on Saturday morning. He's present, but he isn't really there. Joey looks over at him as he walks the plate, but his dad isn't paying attention. He just wants to be there because he's...
Some of this, like, hurts my heart.
That was that was my dad.
Well, Mr. Clark, we hope you don't listen.
And on this edition of Daddy Issues.
Yeah. So I played baseball, too. I was on the Sox. You remember when I had won the Young Authors Award? And I had chicken pox, so I had to miss that. So I went to my baseball game. I was too sick to play.
Not very nice. You should not say that.
I always had a good collection of people at my various sports.
Yeah, me too.
You know, my parents, my grandparents were almost my mom and stepdad, or at least my mom, if, you know, whoever could get off work, and my grandparents were almost at every game. My dad and stepmom came to quite a few games. You know, my stepmom came to most of them. So I had a good collection of people coming to watch me.
Well, it was because, compared to the other children, you look like Andre the Giant.
Oh, my God.
Is that a compliment?
No. I just saw pictures.
Jesus.
I just saw pictures of her lately.
So, look, guys, I've been 5'8 since, like, sixth grade. That's not even an exaggeration. I haven't grown.
She had braces.
I was like, 5'5 in fifth grade.
She walked up, and she was like, Am I going to play center?
Hogan.
So everybody just wanted to come to the ninth wonder of the world and just
have a look
and see what was going on.
You're ridiculous.
Look at her. It's amazing.
How could she even move?
Not very well. I was not coordinated at all. Not at all.
Well, there was no way your feet were
two-thirds
of your body.
What? Oh, we'll take a step. Whoa, we're way further away now.
Yeah.
There's the gossiper that goes to the game. All they do is go to the game to talk about other people.
Yep, talking shit.
That's what they do.
Always be some bitches.
Is that the Jamie and Amanda section?
Well, no, you guys didn't gossip about other parents. Jamie would sometimes. And again, your voice would carry.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I would not gossip about other parents. I didn't know anybody
You look
else.
Guilty saying that.
Let me just say this. When Tracy and I divorced and Jamie and I first started going to...
Did you see that face?
Yes, I did. And Jamie and I started going to football games. There would be so many people sitting in the stands for these games. And here would come Jamie... wearing high heels on those aluminum bleachers. So it would be cling, 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 cling.
You know, they were talking too.
It would
be. That's Denny's new wife.
That whore.
That's that young bitch.
Yeah. So I wasn't the one gossiping. I really didn't know anybody. I only knew two women that would ever really talk to me. And they were right after work. I would leave work and go to the game.
Well, no sense in packing an extra pair of shoes.
Why did you have to? Did you wipe? Did you wipe off all of the stripper stuff? I mean, you were wearing stilettos.
I was not wearing stilettos.
Listen, the words we're divorced now. We can tell everybody we're a dancer. It's okay.
I'm not ashamed. But if I was, but I wasn't.
The way you would show up to these games was ridiculous.
You know what? Does it...
Do you know what was ridiculous? The time we were sitting at a football game, and there was a gentleman sitting down lower than us that was not able to move very quickly. And Brayden standing there talking to us, you throw a hot dog up into the air over this gentleman's head and just let it be fate whether Brayden or not catches it or not before it lands on his head.
So there was a guy sitting in front of us. Mm. I will occasionally do things just to watch it play out. I caught Brayden's attention. I caught Amanda's attention. I took the hot dog. I tossed it straight up in the air and watched the comedy ensue.
See what happens.
Because if they don't catch it, it hits the dudes in the head.
It's still funny.
And they have attempted like hell to keep it from happening, so now they look guilty.
Yeah, was I there for that?
Obviously in on it.
Yes.
I think I was there for that, because I couldn't remember, but you did it with popcorn once, too, didn't you?
I did it with everything. I would throw paper in the air. And
I feel like the hot dog was worse. No one wants to be smacked in the head by a warm hot dog.
With a hot dog. Now, is that a wiener on my forehead?
So, Jamie, just to clear it up, you were not a stripper, and you would just come after regular work, and then you would come to the game. I was just teasing you. I want to do a public apology.
Thank you, but I want you...
She just glazes over it.
I know.
I want you to say that I didn't gossip about other people, and I would talk about the kids. I wouldn't
Adults were it wasn't okay to talk shit about adults, but kids were fair game.
No, I would do what Denny would
you
say.
You see that sixth grader out there?
No, I would
He's
say,
a dick.
Why are they still letting him play?
Yes, she would do that. And that was almost worse.
Yeah, that's worse.
Because when you're talking shit about someone's kids.
Well, here's what I hated. I hated when the team was down 28-0 and they still had the same kids in. And you're
Maybe
like,
those were their best kids still.
No.
Who cares at that time? You're not winning.
They blew it. So I accept your apology.
I'm crazy.
There's the control freak.
Did we skip over the Ponner offer?
No, we already kind of talked about this. Porn's parent always has to do something before the game starts. So could you please watch my kid for 20 minutes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then they never show up. So I was bad.
That's insane.
At this point, at getting the games on time. Because
That's
of
funny.
My work.
They say, they like even describe how they look. It's with a relaxed smile and a medium Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I read that as t-shirt. I'm sorry. Move on. Ignore me.
That's not how you spell Dunkin' Donuts.
This is worst podcast
Duncan,
ever.
Dunkin', D-U-N-K-I-N. Dunkin', with the apostrophe, donuts.
That says Dunkin' like Tracy Dunkin'.
Yeah. It does.
May I continue, or is there anything else you guys would like to talk
Please
about?
Please continue to the control freak.
All right, Amanda, you take the control freak.
This is the parent who seems to have to round all the kids up to get them organized for the coach. For example, after the game during...
Do you want to put the words in the order that they're written?
Yeah, it sounded like just a bunch of words there.
For example, after the game during cleanup, he can be heard shouting directives such as, Lainey collect the cones or Miranda get all the balls in the bag. He's the drill sergeant for the team sports. For team sports.
Miranda grab the balls.
Lainey collect the balls.
It's Miranda get all the balls in the bag. That's bad.
This is the worst podcast of all time.
Are we just going to punt?
Of all time.
But it says at the end, but we kind of like him.
The always late, poor Bobby.
Denny.
Oh my God.
His playing time is totally affected by his parents' lack of organization on game day. That was Jamie. He's missing a shin guard, and one of his laces just broke.
My favorite meme I've ever shared is, coach made me run laps for being late to practice. My coach is the dad. My dad is the coach. He drove me to practice.
That would be Denny.
I shared it and tagged Brayden. Actually, he said every single time.
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Brayden. Thank you, Brayden.
After my midlife crisis, yes. Before, I was very serious
you mean
about
me?
Pre-crisis.
Yes. Yes. Pre-crisis. So, what would that be?
Didn't you have Jamie? Two or three?
Yeah. I mean,
kind of a wave, ebbs and flows.
No, yeah, what I'm saying is, when
it was before Jamie, BJ. Never mind.
BJ.
My God. This is the worst podcast of all time. We should start this one over.
That was 2004, BJ.
You know, this was just a trial run. We'll try again on Sunday.
God.
BJ and AJ.
No.
I think we should consider it.
Are we
So listen, hold on.
No.
I can mix this in.
No.
We'll use funny parts.
This is good shit. Let's go.
Yeah, this is some good shit.
I don't think this is good shit. I think there's lots of good shit here.
I think there's lots of funny bloopers.
Collectively.
You're just going to have to edit a little bit. We'll be fine.
A little bit, my ass.
He needs to take out 50% of everything. Yeah. We've been recording for an hour and a half now and only have 15 minutes
of
content.
Possibly.
No way.
Yes. What the fuck are you doing?
I've said
is it a
lot
bed?
Of good things.
You've said a lot of like blowjob.
Yeah.
I said BJ.
This is. Y'all, you know what? When it was about me before me, it was BJ.
Okay, I didn't mean to say it. It was a thinking.
Oh.
It just came out. I was like word vomit.
You also
word
like
vomit.
You also like. Is it collective criticism?
No, corrective.
Corrective.
Neither one of those are a thing.
I know. I get it now. God.
Well, why did you agree to both of them?
Because you know
that's what she said
them.
Earlier.
No, she asked me which one did I say.
Okay, so listen.
Or corrective.
Listen, I think this.
I look like I have black eyes.
I think this title, like I think the even what we're doing is bad. We have no flow right now. We are all over the board.
No, it was completely ruined when you guys made fun of me for my sports casting.
Oh no, we'll still use that no matter what we do.
It. That's gold.
So I think we have to keep that because that's funny.
I think we have to keep most of this shit.
No, we can't keep most of this.
It's pretty
good.
What?
I think
this
when
is the
you
worst
listen
podcast
to
of
it,
all
you're
time.
Going to.
This is the worst. I don't know who would devote an hour and a half of their life
listening
to this.
I wouldn't. Like,
I might.
I would turn us off.
So I would get through where you're reading because I would laugh at that, and then I would be like, God damn, people, can't you put it together?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys want me to listen to this?
It is hotter than...
Is irrelevant, irrelevant.
There. You've survived the longest part of the show. Congratulations. Give yourself a round of applause. Don't feel bad about it. That was rough. I agree. Now we're going to go into the part of the show, the one true three. It was Jamie's week. She came down, I just want everybody to be clear, she came downstairs for this portion of the show, which she's known about for a week, and threw her three facts about herself together on her phone in about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes. She actually called and got someone else's story about her to tell us. This one's under protest. The last two have been under protest. I have no points. So we're going to go from this. We're going to go from the body of the podcast where we talk about the different types of parents, scarymommy.com. Now we're going to go to one truth 3. You're in the home stretch. You're almost there. You've come this far. You might as well finish.
One, true, three.
So here it is. It's 1, true, 3. As it stands now, what's the score?
Brandon, 1.5. Jamie, 1.5. Denny, 0. Amanda, 0.
So instead of using like 1.5 or 1.5. 1 and 1.2 for 1.5, you've put half tallies on the board.
Yeah.
You did half lines.
So they look like exponents.
It's awesome.
So, all right.
This week, the first power.
This week, Jamie has come up with 3 stories.
Yes,
so
I have.
Give us like the, tell us what your stories encompass.
When I was little, like things that I did.
Okay, so things that you remember.
Yes, after I was told the stories. I don't really remember, but I was told the story, so it happened.
Okay, so you heard these stories.
And I've seen pictures.
And then you changed stories.
I changed stories.
You had to change one. One's fake.
Oh, yeah.
Which one did you change?
I can't tell you.
Well, you will be telling me in just a minute. Why don't we just cut through the middleman?
No.
All right. So, Jamie, it's your time. Take it away.
Okay.
She's so excited.
I am. So, when I was 3, I was in roller skates, and I hated having clothes on, diaper, anything. I don't know if I was in diapers then.
You were wearing a diaper at 3?
Probably not. When I was 3, I was in roller skates naked, skating around the house with a toothbrush in my mouth.
Someone call CPS.
Is that the whole story?
Did something happen?
I was like,
no, that's the story. You just have to tell me. Like,
you didn't fall or anything?
No, I was just butt naked, just roller skating. Just a close call. Are you guys going to pick apart my stories? I didn't want to have them.
Well, I feel like they're not really stories. Yeah. It's a statement. This one time I roller skated naked with a toothbrush in my mouth. Yeah.
Like I'm expecting something to happen.
Well, no, that's just, would you believe I did that?
Like you fell and chipped a tooth? Or,
okay.
That was a crazy story, right. Jamie. What's the next one?
That's good use of a sound effect right there.
Okay. When I was 4, a friend I had over for a play date and I covered ourselves in peanut butter head to toe and walked to the bathroom to see what we looked like. So there were footprints of peanut butter everywhere.
Oh. Now that's a story.
That's a good story.
And then this one's not a story.
So hold on. When we get when we get to the part where we're asking questions, you can't answer the questions because you don't remember.
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll all try to come up with questions that she won't know the answer to.
When I was 4, I took ice skating lessons.
This is the story. This is the worst round of 1, 2, 3.
Come up with new ones. You suck.
No. Why? Because
I just want to point out that Jamie was super excited about telling these stories.
Well, she wasn't super excited when Amanda reminded her 2 hours ago that it was her time. Right.
But listen, they're just supposed to be things about you that others don't know, and you've got to figure out which one is false.
I used a purple toothbrush this morning.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. So.
Jamie's mad.
Ice skating lessons.
I took ice skating lessons.
Okay.
Peanut butter.
Who's going first in the questions? I will go first. What was the friend's name with the peanut butter?
Nina.
Like the?
No, Nina.
Oh, okay. Amanda, your question.
Fuck.
Your witness.
What brand of peanut butter was it?
It was these big tubs that they had in Florida, and once you emptied them, you could use them at the beach and make sandcastles. They were like really big tubs that they used to
have. So it was just like any container?
No, I just don't remember the brand. My mom didn't tell me the brand. She just said they were the giant container of peanut butter. And you could used to be able to, once you emptied them all out and you cleaned them, you got to take them to the beach and make sandcastles.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right.
Brandon?
How long did you take ice skating lessons?
When I was 4. So I don't know. I actually don't know that answer.
Oh my God.
How long? You know what was funny is she looked around. She was like, fuck, I'm caught. I know which one I'm picking.
Where are you from? I'm 17.
I don't know. Like, right. I assume however long the lesson was.
Oh, well, that's a good answer.
Like, if it was
I didn't mean like how long.
How long were you
the
there?
The duration of the lesson.
No, I meant like the class.
Would you get there one and leave it like 1:30?
Or were they 30-minute or 45-minute
lessons?
How
long the class was altogether, like for that lesson. I got a certificate at the end.
Okay. So it was just like a thing where you took like 6 lessons and got a certificate or something. I got you now.
Like, everything about me wants to ask the question about the roller skates and the toothbrush, but I don't even know what to ask.
It's just something that I did. And my dad was really mad at me.
Why? That is not my question.
That's a dangerously horrible idea.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Because I was roller skating in the house.
Not because you had the toothbrush in your mouth?
No.
Or you were naked.
Probably
all of
it.
My dad was very particular. Always has been.
How many E's are in particular?
Particular. How do you say it?
Particular.
Particular.
Oddly enough, like it's spelled
particular.
It's not testicular.
You know what? F you all. F you all.
Jamie is mad right now. She was so excited. All right,
I have a question.
My second question is what? Where is, no, did you remember getting the certificate or did your mother tell you about it?
My mom told me about it.
Didn't you just talk to her like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. I don't think I remember getting it. Like, I mean, I have one.
Where's it at now?
In a box.
If you remember the part that we discussed earlier, she kept all the things that were given to her.
See?
It's in that box.
Jamie? Or I Amanda? Had to
make who knew? This is Jamie's version of a callback.
I had to think of things. I had to get my mom's help because I...
You mean you had to think of an answer?
No, of things, because I was like, well, you know, Denny knows pretty much everything about me. There's no way.
Everybody's struggling with that I might know. And yet I have no 1.5 tally marks on the board behind me.
Except me. You were the only one that got it wrong.
Yeah.
That's true. I wasn't there.
All right, Amanda, second question.
Mine's kind of a two-parter.
Okay.
Just for background information.
Wow.
When you were in, were you still living in Florida when you were 4?
Yes.
Where in the F do you get ice skating lessons at in Florida?
In the mall.
Ooh, that kind of threw me off because that was quick. That wasn't like, where's the certificate? And she's like,
yeah.
All right, Brando, last question.
Where else would you get? You can't go outside.
That's also Jamie's version of
never,
you're a fucking idiot.
I've never thought, why was there an ice skating rink in the mall?
So you could go ice skating.
So you said you saw you were shown pictures of these things. Are there pictures of all of these events happening then?
Not the last, no, not the ice skating one.
Because you remember that one specifically?
No, I just never seen pictures of it.
Oh, okay.
You were just reminded of it.
Because it only lasts 30 minutes at the mall.
Yeah.
That's how long she did it for.
Okay.
Do I win like an extra point if none of you get it right?
No.
I think we should.
You don't get any points
for
this.
I think just out of spite, we should each pick a different one. So someone has to get it right.
All right. Well, are we going in order?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
I pick the ice skating.
Brando?
I don't know. My heart wants to go ice skating, but I'm actually going to go with the peanut butter story.
I am taking the toothbrush story.
Okay. So do I say who the winner is?
Well, I think you need to insert some drama at some point. You need to eliminate answers first.
So I definitely went ice skating. I got a certificate. I do have it in a box.
Where is the box?
In my garage.
So you have the box with the ice skating certificate now?
Yes.
Will you post it on our social media?
Yes, when I go through all of the boxes. I'll have to go through the boxes.
You have to do that now because you are committed.
Yep, now you're committed.
Oh, man. Can it take them? They're all the way in
this week.
Oh, okay, fine. And so that is true.
That is true. So who
picked
that?
And it was in the mall. And it was in the mall.
I knew she was too quick
with
that one.
That's so weird.
Yeah, when she said the mall, that I was like, okay, she knew.
She was too, and she didn't need
pictures. So oddly enough, my question was the one that helped everybody.
Yes, and she didn't need pictures.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks for asking that.
When I was 3, I actually did roller skate through the house with a toothbrush in my mouth. And it made my dad mad because I was roller skating. And then when I was done, I took the toothbrush and started to clean the bottom of my
wheels. This would have been some good fucking information for me. I would have gotten it right.
I know. That's why I couldn't give that part.
I picked that one because you didn't give any other
once
information.
Once again. Yeah. Oh, a conspiracy.
Because so my dad got mad and said, don't do that. And I looked at him and I said,
your dad would get mad because it's dangerous. And it's dirty.
I said.
And you were naked.
No. What happened is, one, he was mad I was.
What had happened was.
Roller skating in the house. You know how my dad feels about that kind of stuff.
I do.
And I told you my dad got mad when I said it.
Yeah, but you didn't say, you gave me a reason why he got mad, but did not include the other stuff.
The cleaning it afterwards.
Well, then I took my toothbrush and I started cleaning my wheels and he said, stop doing that. And I said, no. And then I looked at him
and I. Were you naked when you were doing this?
Yeah, on the floor.
For all of it.
For all of it.
So you're like crisscross applesauce, got your skates on.
No, I had my foot out. I don't know how I was
doing. The skate was still on.
And you had peanut butter on the skate?
No, that's a different story.
Oh, no, I'm mixing the two stories. Yeah. Okay. So
were they like the shoe skates or were they like those old school? Oh, they had to have been the shoe skates by the time you had them. Back in the day, we had like these sandal type skates that just strapped onto your feet.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Ooh,
and
they
were plastic. You guys never had those.
I don't know. I'll have to find the picture.
Oh, they were
There's
terrible.
A picture of this too.
Well, yeah, but I won't post that one.
Obviously not. We'd get child pornography.
Yeah. So the peanut butter one, was that based on something else?
Yes. Actually, my sister and her friend Nina did it.
I was going to say, I assumed it was probably a sister that did that one or something. No.
You know, I don't know how I feel about what I don't like about what's happening now is people are just copying onto other stories and nope, this one's not true. How can you catch that? It has to be made.
It's tough, isn't
up.
It? It's tough.
And is irrelevant.
So there you have it. You've survived. I'm going to stand by what I said. These wins are under protest in the One Truth 3 segment of the show. Thank you for hanging in with this one. Little bit of honesty. It was fun. I had a great time. Everybody was in a great mood. We had no format, and I thought I'd go ahead and bring it to you instead of hiding it and recording another one tonight. So I hope you enjoy it. It's not our usual brand, but a little more irreverent? Is that the right word? I think it is. Not irrelevant. Irreverent. I could be wrong even about that word, but I don't care. So it's time for the final thought of the show. It's just me. There's no one else here. This is kind of becoming like a thing. I appreciate everybody for listening. I appreciate everybody for sharing and voting. Go to podcastmagazine.com/hot50. Give us a vote. There are 3 slots. Give us 3 votes. We want that number one spot. We dropped down to number 10. I think we can unseat the number one spot. You guys have been great with helping us with that. I'm just going to put in my standing order to please continue. It's been a lot of fun. We can't wait to have Whitney back on for our new segment, What's With Whitney? And we're glad she's home and everything seems to be okay. She's in TikTok jail. I think one of her videos at the hospital upset the TikTok folks. You know, what with her showing her children and all. Censorship is so crazy. So there you have it. Thanks for listening.
Chico lives.
Wait a minute.
Y'all crazy bitch.
R-D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
You gotta fight.
I
didn't get enough of us this week, did you? Jamie, where can they email us?
Oh, you can email us at tgcsod@gmail.com.
Social media?
You can find us on Facebook. Thank God Cancer Saved Our Divorce.
Come on, there's a couple more.
Instagram at tgcsod and Twitter at tgcsod.
There it is, folks. Track us down.